30 days longer before their probation comes to that dividing line. But the issue is so clearly identified for us that it is not at the Sunday law that we close our probation. That's just the corporate dividing line. You and I will have developed the character prior to the test. So for anyone to be waiting outside the United States to say, well, when I see the Sunday law hit in the United States, I know I best bring my life into order. Brothers and sisters, one of the most common emphasis in the Bible in the spirit of prophecy about end time Bible prophecy is that the final movements are rapid ones. We don't have any time left to be putting off the work of character development. Now is the day of our salvation. We don't know if we're going to breathe another breath. Now remember, Testimonies, Volume 5, page 214 through 216. Not one of us will ever receive the seal of God while our characters have one spot or stain upon them. Brothers and sisters, let me interrupt. When do we receive the seal of God? At the Sunday law, we're going to either receive the seal of God or the mark of the beast. It's crystal clear. We just read several quotes. And not one of us received the seal of God if we have any sin in our life. Continuing on with the quote. It is left with us to remedy the defects in our characters, to cleanse the soul temple of every defilement. Then the latter rain will fall upon us as the early rain fell upon the disciples on the day of Pentecost. Remember, brothers and sisters, our experience here at the end of the world is going to parallel, going to be fulfilled again to the very letter, the experience of the pioneers in relationship to the parable of the 10 virgins. They fulfilled it. It'll be fulfilled again to the very letter. But we are also paralleling the days of Christ. And when we approach this latter rain time period, what we're paralleling is Pentecost. And if you remember, in our last presentation, we studied from early writings, page 259 and onward, where Sister White was clear that the Jews, during the time period of Pentecost, during the time period of Christ, that they were progressively closing their probation prior to Pentecost. She says those that would not receive the message of John the Baptist could not be benefited by the ministry of Jesus. And if you would not receive the ministry of Jesus, then you would not be involved with the blessing of Pentecost. There was a progressive close of probation that was taking place in the days of Christ. And she uses this progressive close of probation during that time period in early writings to say that there was a progressive close.